We all have a family, a mother, a father, you know, the works. We love them dearly, even when the urge to kick them in the kneecap is hard to ignore. But did you know that we have another special family? In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it reads, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Indeed, we are the children, the precious daughters of an almighty God. We are blessed with an amazing and loving Father, a Father who showers us in endless love, mercy, and guidance. Since we're all his children, that makes us sisters in Christ. And as blessed children of God, we should strive to treat each other like our Father treats us. As members of God's family, showing love to one another is a must. This is expressed in 1 John chapter 3, verses 10 through 11, which reads, In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. One of the greatest things of being a part of his family is that we're surrounded by love. God loves us so much, he gave his son to die on the cross so that we may have the opportunity to become his children. We should all seek to be like him and express the unconditional love our Father has for us. Not only that, we're all family. The family that wants to be in eternal paradise with our Savior. Loving each other is a must. I don't know about you, but coming here to church, knowing that I have such wonderful brothers and sisters who love me, makes me feel overjoyed. I do a little dance, but the hill life is no joke. The point is, we should be ensuring that everyone feels loved. It's a wonderful feeling that everyone deserves, and we have a duty to make sure the love is expressed to all. Additionally, we should help one another in times of need. This is clearly stated in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, if you would turn with me there. It states, Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We all go through tough times in our life, whether it be the loss of a loved one or problems with people, etc. It is so reassuring to know that God is there for us as well as our Christian family. I encourage you all to help carry the burden of somebody who needs help. Go have a meal with them, lend a shoulder to cry on, have Bible study with them. I guarantee it helps them feel a lot better. Our Father is always there for us when we need him, and if we want to be like him, we should be there for one another like he commands us. A helping hand might just ensure that our brethren does not fall away. The word edify means to instruct or improve someone morally or intellectually, granting knowledge to a person so that they may grow. As sisters in Christ, we should edify one another so we can grow together and achieve the goal of living in eternal happiness with our Father. The Apostle Paul is well known for his letters to different churches that would contain corrections for mistakes made and information that the churches needed to know. Paul wanted these members to learn the right way to do things. He wanted his brethren to make it to heaven. Like Paul, we must instruct one another to do the right thing. We're a family and we all want to make it to heaven to see our Savior and be together with each other forever. We're all on the same path and sometimes we get lost or confused. By educating each other, we make the path clear for one another and ensure that the whole family gets to heaven. Many of us have heard the topic for the month of July, 28 days of praying for one another. One of the many gifts from our Father is the ability to talk to him about anything through Christ our Savior. God already knows everything that goes on in everyone's life, but he wants us to come to him about anything and everything. That doesn't mean just to pray for ourselves, though. James 5, chapter 5, verse 16, commands us to pray for one another. It's one thing to pray for your problems, but to push your struggles aside for a moment to lift up your brethren displays such love and care for your family. Many people don't realize how much of an impact has on a person's life. There are brethren out there hurting. Praying for them can help ease their burden, or you can just pray for them in general. When I was a bit younger, I remember laying next to my grandma at night when it was time for bed. She would be praying for people. Whenever I heard my name, I was confused. I would think, but I'm perfectly fine. Looking back on it now, I finally understand why she would spend an hour praying for everyone and eventually dozing off. She loves and cares for them. I'm eternally grateful to know my family prays for me, and I know many feel the same. Let us pray for each other. It works wonders. All in all, ladies, we are family. a special family bound by the blood of Christ and love. We all have a common goal, getting to heaven. In order to get there and ensure that we all get there, we should be treating each other like a family as God commanded. Love each other, help each other, build each other, pray for each other. Let your soul be a reflection of our God and radiate the care that we are blessed with from our Father. We're in this together, one team, one family. That is a blessing we should never forget.